Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR teleseminar series with today's presentation sponsored by Brian Kaplowitz and SpeakerMatch.com. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to their clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals and organizations everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, and leading business magazine Fast Company. She's been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, as well as the American Society of Journalists and Authors. So Annie, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, thank you, Stacey. It is quite an honor to be here. I love sharing the message on how to empower yourself, on how to use the media to build credibility. That's a really strong, that's a very strong advancement in publicity. Rather than using media for book sales, right? You know how I feel about that, using media for book sales. It's like a waste.
Yeah.
Book sales, right, are just, you know, the time has come where we invest in ourselves. And we use the media for something bigger than a book sale, right? Bigger than a book sale is empowering ourselves, creating credibility so that we have a competitive advantage when it comes to our ability to bring in new business. We're able to use the media to build impressive national expert status, definitely create that celebrity buzz, okay? And you can certainly brand yourself as number one in your area of expertise or among the leaders in your area of expertise. You can be in demand, and you can have that sort of famous edge to yourself, that famous quality where you are actually very well known in your industry. You've made a name for yourself. You've risen above the masses so that it's really you, you and maybe a handful of others, plenty of business to go around at that level of authenticity and credibility and competence as well. Because even though you're rising and you're in a strategy to build yourself and invest in yourself wisely, you can't get there unless you really do have the talent. Part of the strategy, though, is to expand your talent, to discover maybe your talent that you may never have realized you had before in terms of applying your knowledge, applying your wisdom, credentials, expertise to the issues of the day so you can become a socially relevant voice, an opinion that matters. Somebody you want to have on your team because they know what they're doing. Stacey, we agree, right, that money is scarce.
Yes.
Everyone listening can agree. And in business still have capital, of course. I mean, of course they do. But they want to invest in sure things. So gone are the days of frivolous spending and having so much cash on hand that you can spend without thinking, what am I going to get in return for my dollars? I'm exchanging hard-earned dollars. What do I get back? All right, so that's where we are now in our society, is that businesses want to invest in sure things. So you have to become the sure thing. And we do that using media exposure. Media exposure builds credibility and influence. It builds power and success for yourself. Credibility, if you build it, they will come. Now we have some real story highlights of our clients who've actually done this. We discovered long ago that the publicity was so powerful and had so many advantages that really meant money in your pocket. I mean, this is where the money is. Money is using the media to build your credibility and then selling yourself as a credible expert. In your truth, like I know what I'm talking about. This is my deliverable. If you want my deliverable, hire me because you're going to get it. All right. So that you want to get to that stage in your development where you're guaranteeing deliverables. You know what you offer and you know you can do it. So that's terrific. Now you use media exposure so that you position yourself you know, at the top of your field. So all we have real client stories, and we'll talk about them briefly, each one, so you can see how they use the media to build the credibility that led to their an outstanding success. And these success stories come from the voices of the people themselves. That's the fun part, is me saying it is one thing. I truly believe this. But when you hear it actually work out there in the world, and you hear the experts come back and say, wow, you know, any strategy worked like this for me, it's really wonderful to hear everyone's success. And then the clients come back and share with others because they want you to be successful too. So we are invested. Everybody who works with us is always invested in your success, even our clients. Our clients care about our other clients' success. That's the culture. That's the Annie Jennings PR culture, and that is our brand. So we have some great stories. Oh, what is the one, Stacey, that you liked? It has to do with our speaker. He wasn't getting some answers, right?
Right.
Okay, so tell us a story about how he wanted to get booked on these, like, high-level speaking events.
Well, you know what's really great about this particular expert is that he did have a book, but he also was a speaker. And so he would go to corporations and help them with their corporate training, staffing, all of those things, right? And so he came to me and he said, you know what, Stace, I have a bunch of speaking engagements lined up, but no one is pulling the trigger. No one is saying, you know what, yes, I want to sign you, I want to pay you thousands of dollars to come into my corporation and be the guy we choose above everybody else. And I said, well, you know what we can do for you? Let's continue to build your credibility. And not that he didn't have credibility in terms of his credentials. He did have a master's degree, right? Not in terms of his years of experience or his experience as a speaker or as a corporate trainer. But he didn't have that third-party seal of approval, which is what the media gives you, a really solid, recognizable, powerful, basically a testimonial, someone vouching for you. If you can appear on certain name programs, on an O'Reilly or an Anderson Cooper or a Today Show or, you know, CNBC or CNN, all of those things, then that gives you that third-party seal of approval that really puts you over the top, gives you the competitive edge that's necessary to beat out your competition. Because as we were saying, as Annie was saying, money is scarce. Businesses do have the money, but again, they are going to examine where they're putting it, and they want to put it, again, they want to buy results, and you have to prove that you can deliver. And so when you have that third-party media seal of approval, that's what you've done. So we get him on. I mean, we're building him up. I love this guy because he was my personal project, so to speak. I worked with him through radio campaigns. He did several radio campaigns with us to really build the skill set necessary to move on to that next level of media. He did the local programming. He did the print. He honed his abilities to interact with the media, to be very socially relevant. I mean, this particular client provided me every morning with the stories that he could comment on, which was fantastic, which was right in the, that's exactly what he needed to do to enable us to help him get the bigger, better media that he was going to be able to use to close these deals that he was not able to close before, that he'd be sitting around, you know, twiddling his thumbs, wondering whether or not the phone was going to ring. And then he appears on this major program. Actually, it was Anderson Cooper, was the show that put him over the top. Now, he was on Fox Business. He was on a couple of other programs that let him build up to the place where Anderson Cooper would say, yeah, give me this guy. This guy is great. Because remember, you always have to prove to the bigger media that you can do it. They don't just pick anyone, just like the people who are hiring you to speak. They don't just pick anyone. So you see how you have to always be building. And as you build brick by brick in your media foundation, you know, that credibility gets larger, bigger, and, you know, easier to notice. It really does help you in your marketing and your publicity and your growth strategy for yourself as a speaker. So finally, he gets on the show. He does a great job. And Anderson Cooper calls him the ethics guru. Well, I mean, that is huge for someone who's so well-known to call you a guru in your area of expertise. I thought it was amazing. And what he did, which is what you need to do, great, you get all of these fantastic media placements, but then if no one knows you're on them, you're not having them work for you. They're kind of collecting dust, you know? It's like that diet book you buy and you just think you're going to lose weight because you bought the book. That doesn't happen, right? It collects dust on your bookshelf. If you don't incorporate your media and incorporate all of that credibility-building credentials that you have, it's just going to collect dust. It's not going to be working for you. So that's what he did. I'm going to get to the end of my story in a second because I know I'm long-winded here, but the point is, once he incorporated the fact that he was featured on Anderson Cooper and that he called him the ethics guru in his email, he simply had to send an email just following up on his speaking opportunities, and they immediately called him back and said, oh, we're booking you. And he said, well, what's the difference? Why are you booking me immediately now, and I'm the same guy I was last month? And he said, well, you were on Anderson Cooper, and he's calling you the guru, right? And so that is how using credibility-building media placements in your subject line of your emails, in your newsletters, and all those things can help you land the big speaking gig.
That's right. And there's two points I'd like to make for that, is that his real story is up there. You can hear our guy. You can hear him tell the story in his own words. You can get that at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. But here's another thing, is that you don't, like Stacey was saying, you don't just walk on to Anderson Cooper. This is a ladder strategy in motion. So this is an example of what it's like to build your media very strategically, to look at the money you're spending and spend it correctly at the particular area where you need to spend it. Did he have enough radio to qualify for certain level print? That's a question we would ask. If the answer is no, well, we go qualify him. Does he have enough print to qualify for the higher level print? Does he have enough print and radio now to qualify for major internet? Okay, so we're asking these questions, and this is our ladder strategy in motion, and the client is strategically spending his money where it's going to do the most good. So given that the client spent X amount of dollars with us, the ladder strategy allowed, that is building, rung by rung, and only staying at any level as long as you have to qualify for the next level up, and that is our strategy we use here, he was able to earn mega money, mega, 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 many times what he wound up paying us for our placements, because remember, we're the pay-for-placement team here, and our clients only pay us for the secured results. So you see, so at the time, he had a vision for himself. And he understood that it was about credibility because he's competing every day and he's not getting the jobs, but he deserves them, right? He's smart enough. He's got a great topic. He's socially relevant. He deserves to get hired. Now, if you're out there thinking, you know what, I deserve to be hired. Why isn't it me out there? Well, that triggers some thought processes. That triggers some questions. Why isn't it you out there? Well, credibility factor is a very important factor in people choosing people to work with, to hire, to invest in. So that was great for our wonderful client who continues to be very active today. You know why? Because once he's at the top, he's got to stay there too. But it's not like it's not fun. This is fun to go on the shows and hobnob with the celebrity hosts and, you know, go on and talk to all the people who are there as well to go on the show. I mean, it's terrific. Business cards get exchanged. You meet other people, right? Things happen. Just because you're out there making something happen, things happen. Energy begets energy. Oh, we've got that great story. We can talk about Alan in a little while. I just wanted to quickly go to Joe, because Joe was your typical speaker, too. And he was doing okay. He started with us last September, Stacey, and he has tremendous potential. Again, ladder strategy client. He came in with no media experience, and in less than 6 months, he had so much media, major media, but it was ladder strategy. Remember, you can't just walk into Anderson Cooper and say, put me on. There is a lot of strategy. You jump through a lot of hoops to get on that show. Your publicist knows it. We know it. But that's the goal. The goal is to understand what does it take to qualify to get on that show and then to get the yes. And that's really the importance of having a publicity team that understands opportunities, how to qualify for opportunities, and how to position the expert for those opportunities. So he stayed in the game, which was a very good thing. Day one, you can't say, well, they didn't book me today, I'm out. I'm too depressed to go on. You know, this is a year-long process. Look at it like a year-long, and I think it's less than that, truly. But if you give yourself a year, you take the pressure off of feeling like every day is a must-book the biggest media in the country. You've got to wait for your exact moment, and then you have to be prepared when your exact moment comes. That's what we're here for. That's what your publicist is there for, to get the moment right. All right? That's our job. So if you take a broader view of building yourself as an expert, in a year from now, you'll be in a very different place. And that's what happened to our client, Joe. And Joe was a financial planner, and he happened to be in the right place at the right time. But actually, any time's a good time for finance, for business, for economy, for family, for lifestyle. You see how every time's a good time? Just look at all the headlines. And if you're an expert that sort of knows that at your industry, you can become socially relevant. All right? I think the only person whose time is gone is the person who only knows how to say, get everything you can from your workplace environment, or you rule the workplace. I mean, that's changed now. People understand that employees are more thankful, they're more more productive, they're more engaging, and just easier to manage because jobs are scarce now too. All right. So the only person who wouldn't be in demand would be somebody who's saying the opposite of what we see is true in our society. And a person who's stuck in the past, which can happen if you're not keeping up with socially relevant strategies, a person who's stuck in the past can easily now start to think about the new employee in this case. It's not about how much can I get in benefits, it's how much can I contribute to the workplace. So the person can also comment on that. They need to be trained a little. They need to understand the process of developing new thoughts and more contributions from their own wisdom and knowledge. No copying allowed ever. That's my goal. That's my motto here. You know, it's always, everything's original. Everything is yours. It's come from you. Yes, you're capable of it. You're capable of thinking, well, I've never really talked about this before, but what if I could talk about this? What would I say? And this is where we put you in the strategy of expanding yourself as an expert. So a rule of thumb is keep your eye on the headlines and say, you know what, if I wanted to say three things about that particular situation, what would I say? Now you've gotten the first three things done. Now you can add three more. Before you know it, you're developing a history of knowledge around the topic, and you're understanding, wow, I'm like better than I thought. And that's the goal. When you got to the point and say, I know a lot, that means you're expanding yourself, you're applying your wisdom, your credentials, your experience, and you're becoming a socially relevant expert in demand. Okay? In demand. You can be all dressed up and know where to go, but that's not what we want for you. We want to see you out there living your dreams, making money, applying publicity, helping other people through your knowledge and wisdom. So, Stacy, back to you for Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe, it did exactly what you said and what we've been talking about, and when I was talking about the previous success story, was able to really build and move up the ladder, move up that strategy. And so starting again with some radio campaigns. He also did several to continue to be socially relevant. You'll find that some of the common threads throughout all of our experts who were able to build credibility, and then as they built all of this credibility, the media does start to come to you. Clients do start to come to you. That's what this teleseminar is all about, is building your way up that credibility ladder through strategy, okay? As you start to do the radio, then the print comes in, and then the local TV. I mean, that is the same thing that this particular average Joe also did. I mean, when he came to us, he was charging, let's say, again, as Annie mentioned, he had a speaking business, but he was charging, let's say, $3,000 to $5,000 per day, and now he is up to about $20,000 is his big ticket event. That's what he's charging. That's what can happen to your speaking fees as you continue to build credibility. Build credibility and the money comes, the income comes. But again, you do have to be doing this consistently over time, right? He has to now hire a full marketing person to be able to manage his speaking outreach, right? He has to be able to also have other people help leverage his media into his marketing. He's got a nice team around him now, because as he's built up this media bio and resume over time, I mean, this credibility has been building and building and building. You know, he believes, this is a quote straight from him, and again, as Annie mentioned, all of these real stories about building credibility, about the returns that you get for that third-party media seal of approval, what they've been able to do to boost their careers and growth in business, you can always find that at anniedenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm as well. But after 25 years in his industry and experience, he believes that people will buy what they can see, feel, and touch. And what he told us was that people that were hiring him as a speaker, clients, other bigger, better media, could see, feel, and touch his media placements. Because when you're able to, again, say that you've appeared on the same, at the same table with an Anderson Cooper or a Neil Cavuto, we've got testimonials from people that say having Neil Cavuto call me an expert goes a long, long way in my business. And that's another one of our real-life stories as well. So it's important to be able to, again, leverage the media that you do get, and that's another common thread that these people, our success stories, have between them. And the other thing that this average Joe did say, again, the speaker, author, consultant, he said that no one can take these appearances away from me. He was a part and appeared and was featured in these media outlets, and it's up on his website forever. It's in his newsletters forever. No one can take that away from you. You will always be featured on Anderson Cooper if you were. Okay, just because the segment's over, just because it's a year later, it doesn't matter. You still have that. So you'll have that forever, and it will continue to pay off for you, right? It's a lasting investment. It's going to, again, give you some return over the short, intermediate, and long term. So following that strategy, again, doing some radio campaigns to develop that confidence, your voice, your opinion, being socially relevant. Everyone that we work with that is a success is socially relevant. That tells us what's happening in the news in their area of expertise every single morning. Willing to invest in yourself and invest in the process. And that was really important for both people we've been talking about so far.
That's right. Right. Yeah, they're willing to invest in the process and they understand where they're headed. And they're just really genuinely very nice people to work with. You know, I mean, we know that that's one of the keys, right, to being to success is being a great person to work with. And I wonder if everybody's sort of remembering that in their life, you know, today. Just be awesome. Be totally awesome and be great to work with. Because your producers are under a lot of stress, and they may ask some, like, oh, could you give me some more points? I just need three more. Even though they've already interviewed you for maybe 15 minutes, so what? You know, terrific. Give everybody whatever they need to be successful. Wow. And guess what? You'll be successful in return. It's just the way it works. So I would say be a very nice person. I mean, that's like a starting point. And I bring that up because I've noticed that there's different style people out there, of course, right? And the people who nitpick and they're asking questions, like, what's in it for me? Guess what? They're sitting on the sidelines. They really are. They passed up. I can tell you stories. Qualified people. Here's the difference. Equally qualified, okay, so everybody's sort of at the same level, and many of the listeners are exactly that level. You have a profession, you're qualified for that profession, that's all, right? Some were afraid to say yes, even with a guaranteed deliverable, even with all you know, the hand totally laid out, like no secrets, no surprises. It was just taking that one chance with a placement. They got scared and they didn't take it. And this was to be a regular columnist. We had several available. We had a lot of openings, actually. And we were working with a major online site. And the people who said yes, they said yes and didn't blink an eye. They never once said, what's in it for me? What's going to be my return on investment? We knew. We told them in the presentation. And people got scared. They didn't believe that this was going to work for them. And I feel sorry for them now because these things are gone. These columnist opportunities are gone, and they're not going to come back. I mean, you know, if they do open up again, we're going to put somebody in there, that's for sure. And you have to be ready to say yes. When opportunity comes knocking at your door, be ready to say yes. Now, when you're in a strategy of yes, that is, you're in your ladder strategy, and you know what you're aiming for, and you're getting it, that I'm investing money in outcomes, and outcomes that serve me, and outcomes that create credibility and allow me to land the jobs, get the new clients, get the book deals, build the platform, build the community. That's what I'm doing here. I'm doing that for myself. This makes the investments very wise, okay? And this allows you to say yes. Now, one of our next stories is the person who's, a lot of our clients said yes to that particular columnist opportunity, and I feel sorry for the ones who said no, maybe only one, maybe. But I feel sorry for that person because they could have had a V8. No, kidding, only. They could have had so much success, all right? And they were afraid to take it. So this one guy, he takes this opportunity and others too. But meanwhile, you know what he told us? And this is all in the audio. He actually does this recording with us and tells us this. He took this opportunity as a columnist, and now they introduce him as a columnist for the blankblank.com. And he's on major shows like CNBC. He shows top level. And now he has friendships at the highest level of the media, right? So that was such a strong positioning media for him, taking that columnist opportunity, that it opened so many doors that were unforeseen at the time. You couldn't predict exactly what was going to happen, but we knew fundamentals were in place. It was credible. It was strong. It had a wide exposure. You were seen as the expert. You were showcased as the expert. You had an opportunity to be seen by the right people. These are all very important, so those are all present, right? Now he's told us that when he goes, because the funniest thing, he says, when I go for, you know, meetings and I'm under consideration for new contracts, I notice that there's no one else in the room. They're not talking to anybody else. If they're only looking to hire me, the only question is how much? How much are they going to pay me? All right, so that's very interesting, is that he managed to create the ideal scenario of having no competitors. Now, when you think about this from the point of view of the business and they're looking to invest, why wouldn't they want to invest their dollars? Because you're in the same range. You're in a range of fees. Businesses don't nickel and dime. They look for return on investment. And there's a range of fees they're willing to pay. So why would you hire somebody who wasn't a sure thing? Right? You wouldn't. So what did our clients become? They became the sure thing. And everyone bets on a sure thing, and therefore they got all the clients. So they're in a position now to thrive. And this all happened during this horrible, you know, business downturn, this recessionary period. These are all current stories of how people thrived despite the economy, but with loose money. They thrived despite there was no loose money. But you know what? It was better, because real experts thrive when there's true investment going on. Because people are investing in fundamental value, not hot air. And that's the key. Fundamental value is created by being seen as an expert. And really, your thoughts have to matter. So you develop your thoughts accordingly. When you start to be seen in the highest levels of media, you get yourself into a ladder strategy that allows you to move up the ladder. And you stand ready to say yes. Stand ready to just say, you know what, this is why I'm here. This is why I came to this party. I'm going to dance. And go for it when it happens. When the doors open for you, you know, that's fantastic. We had other clients who another one, he used his, now he gets booked. He had one goal, and he really wanted to be on with a certain host, and he did get on with that host, and strategically got on with that host. And then from there, he got his own TV show. That was his goal. All right, so, and he was the one who said that, you know, having Neil Cavuto call me an expert goes a long way in my business. The guy is a financial advisor. Neil Cavuto is one of the top names in the field for investment finance TV, business TV. That's pretty big. That's a huge endorsement, and that's a mega seal of approval from somebody who should know who to have on there, who's real and who's not, and who to have on their show. All right, because truly, again, you really don't walk into these things. You prepare for them. You are chosen, okay? It's your publicist who gets you positioned correctly and viewed in the right way so that you can get what it is you're looking for. All right, so the next thing is that with some of our clients who we were going to tell you about Alan, and this is, Alan, I like his story for many reasons. The guy did a terrific job. I mean, he went on, he turned radio into having to turn away 40 new clients. And his real story's on there. And he loved it. He talks about it in his own story, in his own words. He said, really, when he's on with these really big hosts, all right, so you just remember, we're only booking top 35 markets, regional and nationally syndicated shows. That means really big hosts. See? Ladder strategy. Invest wisely. Like, get something that matters. You don't have to do small shows in small markets. You can reach those by syndicated shows. So everyone can hear your message. The question is, what are you paying for? You're paying for a bunch of small shows in small markets, or other shows that will serve you for experience only, initial experience and outreach, and then you quickly move up the ladder to the bigger and bigger shows until, wow, you're on these really big shows. That's important. It's the really big shows that we can leverage. And that's, of course, what we book, because we created the ladder strategy for our clients so they can go forth and reap tremendous rewards, but also share their message, too. Our goal is to see everyone come alive and go out there and live their dream. That's it for us. And we know that it's not when you're thinking, how much money am I going to make from book sales from this one interview? In fact, Stacey, remember what Alan said his one mistake was?
Oh, yeah. This is a mistake that a lot of people make when you go in not prepared, when you go in without media training, when you go in without the skill set necessary to be a top-notch radio guest. You do make this one mistake. But like Alan, hopefully you only make it once. Because when you make the mistake of trying to promote yourself heavily during the interview, whether it's a book, whether it's your services, your speaking services as well, then that's when a host cuts you off and says, well, great, thanks so much, I'll talk to you later, click. You know, you've lost your opportunity to really engage the audience as well as the host in delivering advice, content-driven, benefit-oriented. You remember, the what's in it for me question is not allowed in your strategy, right? You know, in the long term, yes, but know that when you're in a proven strategy and you're buying into this strategy, that you don't want to be self-promotional, you don't want to be all about you whatsoever. You need to be focused on the benefit to your marketplace. Because, again, this is a big word we use constantly, but it's consistency over time in providing benefit-oriented information to your marketplace. They begin to trust you. Then, boom, all of a sudden, you now not only have been giving them some great information, but now have appeared on this major, huge, name-dropping TV show. When they come to a place where they need to use a service that you provide, they're going to use you. They're not going to use someone else. And that's why when Alan did make this one mistake, he did not make it ever again. It was one of the only programs that he was on where he did not get a good response, because he was great on all the other shows. He's giving them the information, the little-known secrets that he could provide, the insight that he was offering on the news of the day that people were really scratching their heads about. He was giving them the solutions to the problems. So he was doing that, and again, that one show that he started to promote himself and his services, oh, I can help you if you contact me at 1-800, blah, blah, blah. No, don't ever do that. When you're giving a good interview, especially on the radio, the host, actually really usually only on the radio, the hosts offer you an opportunity to tell their listeners where they can learn more about you, or where they can stay in contact with you, or where they can come a part of your community, which is ultimately your goal, because again, that's building credibility. The number of people that you have in your database, that you have signed up for your newsletter, absolutely contributes the amount of credibility that you have. You have all those people that are looking to hear what you have to say. So it's really important to always be responsible to your community and to your listeners when you're on the radio interview. So that was the one mistake that Alan made, and others have made that same mistake. You know, it's a rookie mistake. It's okay to do that, you know, one of your first times out. But you never want to do, you really don't want to, if you know better, you don't want to do that. Because radio is really important to your overall credibility building. and to your overall ladder strategy. It becomes the nucleus of your publicity and marketing program, right? So you're going to want to use radio as your, let's say, jumping off point, okay? It can help you in terms of building your skill set, which is really important. It also can help you in going, what we like about radio is that it helps you go coast to coast, and you don't have to even take off your fuzzy slippers, right? You can be in your kitchen, in your bedroom, living room, wherever you want to go, and you can reach the entire country. And nowadays, you can even reach the world. You can be a global expert doing internet radio, being on, let's say, the BBC out of the UK. Australia has their, they all have their own news networks, and you can be a part of that. You could be reaching out to the world from your kitchen or from your office or wherever you are. So radio is one of the most economical ways to reach the masses. So we love to make that the jumping off point of any ladder PR platform strategy to help you build the credibility. Again, radio does help you as a training ground, okay, your practice ground. It helps you expand your message. You're able to identify those socially relevant issues that you can comment on, as that's what gets booked on the top-level radio shows and the national programs. Okay, you're able to update your messaging to reflect the news and issues of the day. Now, that's going to help you become a part of the national conversation. It's going to help you add to your thought leader status in your industry. You're playing the game at the highest levels. When you're on, you know, the major national programs, there's an industry trade magazine. There's a list called the Heavy 100, and that is the top 100 talk show hosts in the country. When you are able, when you're ready to go, and you're starting to appear on these shows, and you're talking to these hosts, you know that you have really contributed to the national conversation and are at the highest level of the radio game. You are creating that top level positioning for yourself, all right? And again, you're able to mention that you've been on, you know, the Radio Factor when that was on, Sean Hannity, you know, some Jerry Doyle, Jim Bohannon, some of the major names out there, Russi Humphreys, maybe Michael Savage, Dr. Laura, you know, so many different names that people are aware of. Even in your industry, if you are a business, if you're a business expert and you're a speaker and you appear on CNBC Radio, Wall Street Journal Radio, Associated Press, CNN, you've literally raised your credibility a number of notches. So you're going to want to do that. Again, it helps you stay socially relevant. So you're able to use all of this content, all of this insight and information and knowledge, not only for radio, but maybe translate those into special reports. Maybe you're able to use those on your blog, right? Turn them into press releases so your publicist can get you positioned for national television or major print as well. Radio offers so many fabulous deliverables, and Annie, as we know, they're not, again, not focused on book sales whatsoever, because over time, those things will come to you. Remember, credibility, if you build it, it's going to come. It's going to be paying you back over time. And the other thing with radio is really great as well, and I know I talk a lot about radio because I work with it, right? I work with it day in and day out, is that it also offers you that longer segment, right? You're able to really engage with the audience and with the host. And when you're showcasing your knowledge and speaking to the real-life experiences of your audience, the daily problems that they're facing, they're going to want to stay in touch with you. Again, resonating with the audience is going to help them want to be a part of your community. And that's what the, you know, some major deliverables of radio is. And then when you've done one or two national radio campaigns, three or four, you know, some people are very socially relevant and can continue to be part of the national conversation on many different issues. As a matter of fact, if you're a healthcare expert, you could have done I don't know how many radio campaigns. There's lots of developments going on in the news, so you want to be aware of where the news is coming from within your topic area and, you know, start blogging about them. Be socially relevant. Learn how to interact in a concise, direct manner, in a conversational tone, and you're going to be preparing yourself to be a part of the media and be working with the media and be interviewed as a national expert in your area. And it also offers, radio also offers a little bit more opportunity to be promotional. But again, don't make the mistake of being promotional on your own. You know, the radio host usually offers you that opportunity when you do what you're supposed to do, and that's deliver a content-rich, benefit-oriented interview. So, okay, I think I'm done rambling about radio because I could just talk about it forever, but it's really a wonderful way to start off your, your PR marketing strategy.
Absolutely. And, of course, we love TV, too. I mean, TV is terrific. Notice how each of the media has its specific deliverable, and there's numerous deliverables. There's a lot of benefits, not just one or two. They're diverse, and there are many for each type of media. We like TV because you really do create the authority in your field status. You're seen as the expert. You've been selected. All right, it's very strong for your positioning as a national expert, and you're able to showcase yourself in a very conversational manner. And you're up with some pretty impressive personalities too. So you've kind of hit level one. You're at the top, which is very good. And once you're at the top, you're now going to be able to sort of call your own shots, and that's good. And you want to stay there too. So you want to stay socially relevant. So the media is a great tool. TV is a great tool for that. You want to be seen. If you're not out there being seen, someone else is, and someone else is sort of nipping at your heels. So you maintain your status as a national expert by going on TV as much as possible and being seen and heard in all the right places. So we like the TV for thought leader status. Very, very nice. Being known in your industry as an influencer and a thought leader leads to major opportunities. And you've demonstrated, by virtue of being on the TV show, your knowledge, your wisdom, your personality. And many of these people are going to be in a position to hire you or refer you. All right, because people have a tendency to work with people at their own level, in their own status sphere, you might say, and you've made it to the big time. Well, these big time people are the people who want to hire you as well, are able to hire you. It shows that your point of view is in demand. Why hire yesterday's point of view? Do I really want to know what would have made me successful yesterday, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago? Seriously, is that really it? No, I want to hear, how can I be successful tomorrow? Okay, today, maybe, I'll take that, but I want to know tomorrow's success strategy. So one thing is important, that when you're at these high levels, you're always evolving in your thought process, because you wouldn't be invited on if you couldn't project. You couldn't project the future. You learn how to project the future by immersing yourself in your topic and using radio as a platform, using radio as a conversational outlet, because you're talking to hosts who are very well informed. You're talking to the people who will tell you if they want to listen to you or not. And then you have to prepare. So you have to always be cutting edge. Tomorrow, radio doesn't want yesterday. No way. They wouldn't have any listeners if they talked about what was going to work yesterday. It's always about today, always about today and the future. All right, so that's important. You want always on the cutting edge, the future. You're also associated with mega name brands. We've mentioned a couple of name brands throughout this teleseminar today that our clients were able to get booked on by basis of the strategy, and they serve them very well. Those big name brands are very important. The experts are standing in line to make it on those shows. And we got a wonderful compliment the other day. One of the producers said we were the most intelligent PR company she's ever worked with. And the reason is because of the way we prepare our authors and experts. See, we're out to get the result. We're not out to try to get the result. That's different, right? Getting the result is very different from trying to get the result. So now these name brands, celebrity hosts, when you're on with them, they help you as well. So clients, your potential clients, and people who are going to hire you as speakers, you're one of a category, and they have to wait for you to jump out at them and be special, right? So they do that, and as demonstrated in our earlier story with Vince, who couldn't get booked but deserved to, and then once he's on the show with Anderson Cooper, he lets everyone know. Of course, that's good marketing. You let people know what you're doing. Talk about it. You're good. Talk about it. And he suddenly gets booked. Yay. Well, that's the whole idea. They don't know him, but they know Anderson Cooper. And if Vince is good enough for Anderson Cooper, he's going to be good enough for our firm. There you go. That one thing that jumped out that said hire this candidate was what the person needed to actually make the decision. And that market feedback is so critical. If they're not buying what you're offering, you're not offering a complete package. You're not offering something they want to buy. It's missing something. All right? It's the law of good consumption, you know, human nature, spending. You're only going to buy what's complete. What if a package is open and some of the pieces are gone? Are you going to buy it? Stacey, are you?
No.
Right?
No.
What if
they always say, if the seal is broken, don't buy it.
You always say that? Well,
right.
Sure.
No, yeah, well, they say that on the packaging. You know,
oh,
it's something
that.
Missing,
oh,
or the seal is broken,
that's
don't buy it.
Yeah, because something is missing. So the market will give you feedback. Only look to yourself for answers. Don't blame anybody else. You can blame a million people if you want to for your rates, right, Stacey? They could.
Mm-hmm.
You can blame the economy. Oh, my gosh. You can blame the economy for failing right now and get away with it because nobody would blame you because this is it. It's a tough environment out there. But I'm saying that you don't have to blame anyone. You can simply get better at what you do. You can simply create products that your market does want to buy. The marketplace is out there. It's up to you to adapt to your marketplace. And never be looking backward, coulda, woulda, shoulda, looking forward. What can I do to get hired? What are they looking for? And let the market feedback tell you. Engage them in conversations. It's critical. Well, I learned the biggest lesson once when I actually listened to somebody who was, or actually made a point to ask a person a question. And his answer was the foundation of a lot of our conversations on these teleseminars. And he was the human resource director of a major pharmaceutical company. So they hire speakers a lot, and they pay big money is not the object. No way. You know, I asked them. The whole point was I wanted to ask the question, how do you decide which expert to hire, which speaker to book? All right, that was my big question. Now, I was so excited to get this opportunity to ask this question, and I expected something different than the answer I got, but the answer I got was so perfectly brilliant, it made exact sense. All right, so I thought he was going to tell me all this stuff, website, you name it, all this great stuff, and testimonials and reels and all this stuff, right? You know what he says to me? I said, so tell me, how do you make the choice on which speaker to hire for your keynote or workshop? And he looks at me and he goes, I hire the person who can't get me fired.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it because it's exactly true. If he hired somebody who couldn't deliver an outcome, right, who would get fired, seriously? Only who's hurt by this? The person who actually made the choice. They're suddenly come under suspicion that maybe they're not as smart as we thought they were. Maybe they shouldn't have this responsibility. Maybe someone else should have their job, so on and so forth. So really, hiring the person who's not going to get him fired is key, but when you look at that more closely, there's a whole strategy. What did this person have to do? How do you get hired by this guy? If he's only going to hire the one person who's not going to get him fired, no chance, baby. He's not going to risk his family. That's what it comes down to. You're not going to risk your family's security. You're going to invest wisely. You're going to invest in sure things. What are you going to look for sure things? You're going to look for seal of approval. You're going to look for credibility. You're going to look at consistency. You're going to look at talent, energy, performance over time, history. You're not going to look for somebody who's here today, gone tomorrow. Oh, boy, they haven't done any speaking in like 3 years. Let's give them their big break. I don't think so. It's not going to happen in the real business world. If you're not speaking, start speaking. Energy begets energy. That's the whole thing. Is, you know, a force in motion stays in motion. This is why if you're not speaking, speak. You'll find a way and you'll find a place. Even if it's teleseminars or radio shows or doing workshops of your own or doing things in your local town, your library or your communities or organizations, still stay out there because you're collecting business cards, you're staying active, you're staying socially relevant, and you're staying in the game. You're playing the game because you never want to stop. Once you stop, you digress very, very quickly. I mean, just think of something like, you know, think of a garden. The second you stop watering it, what happens? It's gone. Really, what, 2 days, Stacey? 3 days?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not good at the garden thing, so.
No, and neither am I. For that one reason, they go
right.
Too quickly.
Yeah, it doesn't hold my attention too much. Not so passionate about the garden.
But that's the theory, though. You know, if you're not moving forward and taking care of yourself, the minute you stop doing that, the death is pretty quick. It comes pretty fast. You quickly lose footing in your business. You quickly lose the competitive edge. You just have to keep going. What happens if you've stopped? What happens if the recession has gotten to you? What happens if the burdens have become very, very, very burdensome? No, very hard, very tough to deal with, all right? What if that's happened to you and you're looking, you're sitting here listening and you're saying, oh, but she doesn't understand, everything's going wrong for me. You know what, here's the thing is though, you just start moving forward. And you use my little five extra things every day. This is really the key. Stacey, you love this one,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. You just start making calls, okay? You're going to have so much to do, you're going to wish you never heard this. All right, so you start making calls, and you do five extra things every day you wouldn't have done. Five extra outreaches, five extra something. You know what they are, right? And then you see how quickly your life fills up with opportunity again. Because you're moving forward, now you're thinking. You're using your vital energy every day to create and produce, not to work against you. And we know what I'm talking about, the energy that makes you not do anything and think everyone else has it better than you, and everyone else is getting all the jobs. Well, they may be getting all the jobs, but that's for today only. Okay? Today only. You can compete with absolutely anyone. Never be worried about getting out there and competing, because you too can be number one. There's plenty of room at the top, all right? You can get back there even if you've completely stopped. You can start investing in yourself right now, and it doesn't take any money. You just start to do things. Start to be socially relevant. First thing, open up a newspaper or go online and find stories where you can comment. Go on your blog. See how all this is free? Go on your blog and start commenting about those stories, right? Building a history of knowledge on stories. Then you're going to get an internet show, Blog Talk Radio. Wow, all this in one day. Just by listening to a teleseminar, look at me now. Okay? And then you're going to keep going. Soon you're going to have search engine optimization. Soon when people Google your keywords, they're going to find you. Soon clients are going to find you. You're going to do speaking. You're going to make connections. You're going to get business cards. Are you exhausted already? And that's only the first week. All right? And after that, it's tremendous. We've seen it. We've seen it happen to our experts who make a choice to move forward. They're successful in a very short period of time. And so it really can be you. So that's why we like TV. It gives you a lot of that, and radio sets the stage. Also, other media now sets the stage for your success. I mean, we love anything being a regular commentary, be regular expert is very good. Now, here's the thing with the ladder strategy. Don't stay at a rung that is beneath you any longer, okay? Move higher constantly. Yes, you're going to need entry-level media, of course, but get your entry-level media and move up. Then go to your next level, move up. Keep moving up. We want that for you. That is something that is a building block. Helps you get some experience, helps you sort of get some of your nervousness out, helps you learn the ropes. All right? Learn the ropes and be seen and heard as an expert. That's just your entry level media. But then after that, you have to move up. You can't be doing that for a year. You know why? Because everyone else is moving on up. You have to be growing with the class you're in. Or you're left behind. So you've got to be moving forward. So you do a few things at every level until you get to the top, and then you leverage. And see how this does not cost a lot of money? If you're only getting placements using the media to rise to every level, you're only doing a couple at each level. So you're only spending what you need to spend, exactly what you need to spend to move to your next level, and no more, which I think is the really important, really brilliant use of money. And that's what we mean by investing in yourself as well. So becoming a regular contributor, very, very good. You know, lots of search engine optimization there if you're an online contributor in both print and the online version as well. That's very good. I happen to like internet a lot now because, you know, a lot of the major media is folding, so you're only going to be able to now get them online. So there you go. Online is quickly, very quickly caught up with the prestige of being in the real physical, you know, journal or newspaper or magazine, and it's got a lot of credibility now. So yeah, if you can get on WallStreetJournal.com and some of the other big .coms, these have a lot of clout now because, you know, internet of course is moving very forward, and we're seeing a lot of the traditional media, you know, go out of business actually. So there you go, Stacey. We're about to wrap up. We've had a wonderful teleseminar today, and it's all about building credibility And this was important for to share, because it's the key in being chosen as the one they hire. You know, will you get the person who hired you fired? Seriously. I mean, really. Just ask yourself that question. If the answer is, well, I don't really know because I don't know what I'm selling yet, you'd be surprised. People don't really know what they're selling. Look at the market. If it's buying, if your market is buying from you, you're getting it almost right. If you're as successful as you want to be, you are practically right. You know, if you still feel there's stuff you want to accomplish in your career, then you have to keep taking market feedback and improving. All right, but the key is, if you're making an offer and people are buying, or they have buyer's remorse and then want to cancel, something's wrong with the offer. Okay? Change the offer so clients say yes and love it. They're simply not getting enough value. They're simply not getting the outcome that they're willing to pay for. That's the whole thing. For everything, there is a value. And if you're not selling the right value to a client, they're not going to be able, you're not going to be sustainable. You will not be able to sustain your growth and your success. But that's a whole nother teleseminar, sustainable publicity. Save that for next time.